Red for 2 seconds, but I'm not anymore. Hi, everyone. I'm in my wagon. I think I see a few new faces. Maybe Bo, are you new? Yes, welcome. And Bueno, yes, welcome. Who else? Cindy? No, you new? Are you new, Cindy? Yeah, welcome. Or maybe Lisa, I'm not sure if I've seen you before. Hi there. Anybody else? Artemis, hi. Got your email, haven't responded yet. Okay. Hi, Ganga. Hi, Len. Hi, Helen, Hilka, Rianne. Hi, Karen. Hi, Sue. I haven't seen you in a while. Nice to see you. And Remco. Hi, Brandon. I'm sure I've forgotten someone. Hi, Marley. Raz. Have you been before, Raz? I'm not sure. No.
First time.
Welcome. Hi, Annie. Just wait a few minutes because 30 people signed up and, well, only 19 here, but then there's that change of... We change clocks over here on this side of the pond, but not on the other side of the pond. Okay, and I'm enjoying looking at the little squares. So for the newcomers, just make sure you're comfortable. That's the only prescription. Hi, Kelly. All right, I think we'll just start and people can come in late. Hi, Ethan. So when you're ready, you can just let your eyes close if you feel comfortable doing that. Hi, Andrew. Hi, Suzanne. Welcome. Come into the shrine. Step into the shrine and close your eyes. And just let yourself settle in this gathering. Together. Hi, Ron. And don't do anything. Just be kind to the unfolding of your experience moment by moment. I mean by that, just allowing whatever arises in terms of thoughts and feelings and sounds. And that's being kind, simply allowing. So doing nothing means sort of being like a big mama who's completely comfortable with her children playing in whatever way that they play. And this big mama is not doing anything because she knows all is well. And in this case, the children are our experience moment by moment. Our thoughts and our feelings and our sensations and our breath and the sounds and the smells. Maybe there's a smell. Those are our children. Some of them may be wild and ill-behaved, but that's okay. Big Mama knows it's fine. Big Mama is awareness. So don't let your mind create a big physical mama. Translate Big Mama equals pure openness. And this pure openness, Mama, is so confident that all is well that she or it doesn't evaluate or label even, certainly not doesn't compare whatever arises. It is like the sky. The sky doesn't evaluate the clouds, as far as I can tell. And the clouds are free to unfold without any restriction, because the sky is borderless. And so it's like that with experience and you. Be the sky. And welcome the totality of your experience moment by moment. And undoubtedly, you will encounter a feeling of not welcoming my experience, a quality of resistance. So feel that if it's here right now as you hear these words. Feel the not welcome position or feeling. And it's going to be a mixture of thought and a sensation in the body. The thought side of it will be something like, I don't like this, I can't do this, this is boring, I don't know how to not resist, I don't know how to welcome. And the feeling part will be a quality of tension somewhere in the body. Completely allow this resistance to unfold. To come into the light. Not so much the thought content, but more particularly the sensation aspect. As if you were shining a gentle, kind light upon it. It's the return of the prodigal son. It was your child that had gone off and is coming back into the fold. That's the resistance. The feeling of resistance, you really welcome it. For what it is. And then, once it's been sort of seen, felt, you go back to the not doing anything in particular, welcoming the totality of the field of experience. Returning to your position as mama, who knows that all is well. Welcoming the thoughts, the feelings, the breath, the pulsation, the temperature, the thoughts, the sounds. Not focusing on anything in particular until maybe another wave of boredom, agitation, lack. Inevitably peeks its little nose out of obscurity. Trying to steal your full attention, but instead of letting it grab your full attention, you stay open. You sort of whisper, "You're welcome. I'm not moving. I'm wide open and you are welcome. You are welcome. There is infinite space. And you don't have to wait even. Once you've done that, once you've sort of sent that message, you go back to your allowing the global unfolding. Because in allowing the global unfolding, you take your position as openness, and the resistance that was trying to grab your attention, somehow it will feel more safe to come out fully. And take its place alongside all the other experiences. Make sure that there's not a forgotten child straying away. Don't exclude anything from this global welcoming. Now feel your body more particularly. And just say, hello, body. You are welcome, completely welcome, as you are, moment by moment. No conditions. And the reason is that you're still talking to your body here. The reason, body, that you are welcome unconditionally is because I don't need you to be the envelope for myself. I don't live in an envelope that would be you, my sweet body. It's the other way around. You live in me. So therefore, you can be as free as you want, moment by moment, body, dear. And let your body be free not to feel like it looks when you look in the mirror. Don't refer to an image, don't refer to a concept, a memory. Just have no idea, no, I don't know anything about you, body. I just taste you moment by moment. The palms of the hands, where they rest. Temperature penetrating my lap. All these words mean nothing visually. They just point to a direct, raw sensation. Feel my legs, thighs, knees. Calves, ankles, feet, again, no image. It's more like a temperature. Maybe there's tension or pain, and that's okay. Maybe you feel the weight of your legs, of your pelvis as well, your weight of your pelvis and legs. Or maybe it's the touch of that part of your body with a chair or the cushion or the floor. And then it's a texture, a temperature. There's no right or wrong. Make sure you move away from an area that has been named to go to another area so that there's no crystallizing attention. Feel your arms. Hello, arms. I have no idea about you. Show me who you are. Left arm. Left hand. Left fingers. Right arm. Shoulder. Elbow, wrist, hand, fingers. And feel your face. Just light, hello. Your face, your skull, your eyes, your forehead. Maybe you can't feel something that is named. Don't feel you have to reach or pull or manufacture anything. It's more like you're going around your body with a magic wand, tapping here and there, seeing what happens, tasting, allowing, opening doors and windows. Sometimes there are feelings and sensations in the body that have been locked up because they were carrying a memory or a pain. So here we open the windows. We don't force anything out, but we certainly open the doors, the windows. We point towards the openness that surrounds this body. This body is a flow of life, just like the sound of this voice. It doesn't arise in a void. It arises in Big Mama, also known as awareness. Feel your breath. Your breath sighing, a breath of relief. Ah, I'm allowed, says the breath. That means that you can taste the movement of the breath through the nostrils, the in-breath, the out-breath. The touch, the temperature. And then maybe you feel the breath with the belly and how they move together or not, but there's no judgment. Just go visit. Go listen with your ear, your tactile ear, belly breath. Is it allowed? Is it scared? Is it happy? Is it red? Is it blue? Is it... in front? Is it in the back? Is it in the sides? It doesn't matter. There's no right answer. Now feel your whole body, a global body, but don't make it, don't shape it, don't give it a defined contour, just feel it as one global sort of vibrating mass. Let it go, this body, don't live in the body, let the weight of the body go. You empty the body of its weight down into the earth, but also in all directions. And then you feel it's a mass of vibration or energy, morphing, dancing, unfolding. Feel the fear, maybe, at least in my case, when I suggest this, I can feel the residue of, no, I need to hold this body. I need to hold it together because it's me. I need to be held together. And in my case, it's in the belly, but in your case, it might be somewhere else or not. It could be anywhere. It could not be. Maybe there's no fear, but there is little layers of fear or holding. Make sure that you listen closely, meaning to really feel these layers, to say hello, to say you're welcome. To see what that fear or holding is made of. And again, often made of a mixture of sensation and thought. In this, in here, we especially are with the feeling part, with the sensation part. And we don't make it go away. We're not out to kill. We're out to love. We don't need the fear to go away. We don't need the holding to release. We just point towards the embracing openness that surrounds it. This body is riddled with tension and fear because that's what it would have to be riddled with given the conditioning. But really, it's from this perspective that we share here. It sounds ominous when I say that and terrible, but it's not, because fear is innocent. Just layers of sensation, little ripples. Now again, feeling the sort of totality of your body. Empty it one more time of its weight in all directions so that you feel that it's free floating in openness, your body. Your legs are hanging in open air. Your arms are flowing down. Just try. Feel your shoulders dropping down through the arms. And if there's tension in your shoulders, it's okay. Don't try to get rid of anything. Feel your face, your jaw. Your eyes, feel your whole face. Let it come to life. Your face is a mass of vibration, a cacophony of vibration. Your lips, your chin, your nostrils, your ears, your cheeks, your eyes, your forehead, your temples, your skull. All sorts of little sensations coming to life. Let it go. You don't live in the face. It lives in you. Again, empty the weight. I know. Now slowly let the top of the head touch the ceiling. So it's pushing the top of the head. You're pushing the top of the head a little bit towards the ceiling. Caress the ceiling with your crown. At the same time, drop your arms, drop your legs, your tailbone. Now don't push your head anymore. Don't do anything. Let your body open out to the space all around. Say yes with your body. Your body loves the openness that surrounds it. It's you, the openness that surrounds it. You are the openness. Now feel your shoulders and float your forearms off your lap and then just let your shoulders float up towards your ears. Very smooth and very slow. And you're the openness. You're not the mover, not the limited mover. You're just the openness. And the movement is arising in you. Now the shoulders float down and there's nobody doing it. You just taste it. Down, down, down the shoulders. But they're not shoulders, it's a sensation flowing down, 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 down more. And the breath is free. And now open your arms, right and left, big arms, slowly, slowly, don't do it. Hands facing the center, arms extended, right, left, touch the walls. To the sides with your fingertips. And now the arms are falling up to the ceiling. No weight, long fingers. Palms face one another. Now feel the posture, feel the whole body. Don't have any idea, get that idea that is running in your mind, show it the door of the shrine. Then just come back and feel the raw posture that live in you. And then slowly bring the ball of energy between your palms down alongside your face. Your arms are just coming back down, all the way down, carrying a ball of energy. And then let your arms go, let them disappear. Slowly enjoy the dissolving of your arms. They never finish dissolving your arms. And now let your spine collapse round your back, your lower, your middle, your upper torso, just round it. As if you were sort of collapsing, or you are collapsing. Make sure the breath is caressing your belly. And then very gently from the pubic bone, from the front of the torso, feel a wave rising. Your torso is elongating slowly. Don't do it. It's as if your whole front was caressing the space in front. And now the torso, vertical, top of the head to the ceiling. Empty the arms, empty the legs, and then again, collapsing the spine slowly. It's a wave-like motion. You don't do it. You allow it. It's as if the spine was being moved by currents of water. The breath is free, you can make sounds, and now the torso is rounded. Surrender, 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 whatever is willing to be surrendered. Could be thoughts and feelings, emotions, your heart, your throat, your breath. Yes, and now, from the base of the spine, without doing it, it's a licking of the space in front from the by the torso. Don't do it. Feel it. It's very sensual. Licking the space in front, belly, breast, upper torso, throat. You can even pull your elbows back a little bit, very, very gently, and arch your spine between the shoulder blades, your head towards the ceiling, but organic, please, no mechanics. And then again, let the torso come back to a neutral position. Let it do it itself. It's alive, this body. It knows how to do it. Don't do it for it. Don't anticipate what happens with the arms, what happens with the head, what happens with the chin, what happens with the legs and the earth. Can my torso be free floating vertically with a bit of space between the vertebrae? Can I live as the openness so that this body can breathe my openness? Space in the joints. And now one more time, very slow. The water is rounding the spine. It's so central and easy. Lower, middle, upper. There's a big cushion of air supporting the body in the back. And a big cushion of air nestled in the front of the body. You can even rest your chin on this cushion of air. So there's no effort. Plus, you don't live in the body, it lives in you. So let it relax into the openness. Ah, you can sigh out loud. Ah. Yes, and now the cushion of air that's in the back of the body is pushing the body very gently so that the rising to the vertical is completely effortless. Don't do it. Very sensual. Touching, caressing the space in front, and again, if it's right for your body, your elbows moving back, a little bit of an arch between the shoulder blades, maybe the palms facing up to the ceiling. Yes, and then coming back with the torso, let it happen. Of course, you will welcome, you will notice the mover, the doer, that habit so deeply ingrained that anticipates, that takes itself, the belief that I am the doer, the located mover. And then all that needs to happen in order to validate that belief. You become aware of that in our meetings. So you may, as I give guidance, you may feel the mover. You may feel, Ellen, I'm not feeling the effortless mover. I'm feeling the mover. I'm not feeling that this is happening on its own. I'm feeling that I'm doing it. Well, that's great. So just shine a gentle light on that. When you become aware that there is this habit of being the mover, just don't try to get rid of it. You just see what it's made of. Is there really a mover there? Find out. Or is it more like a layer of grasping, of tensing? Now feel again your body, your sweet body, your living body, the mass of energy that is the body, torso. Very slow, torso turning towards the left side. I don't do it. I just taste it. And now to the other side. Don't do it. It's like a ghost, this body. There's no resistance. You're the openness, the space through which the ghost moves. So the ghost doesn't know effort, doesn't have a body anymore, the ghost. Now again to the left. Smooth. Empty your articulations, your joints. Now torso stays turned towards the left. Place your hands one on top of the other. Maybe on your left knee. And then just end, let the posture empty itself of anything that it would like to empty itself of in the shoulders. It happens on its own, you don't have to do it. In the base of the spine, the sacrum, the heart area. Sometimes it's not an emptying, but it's an unfolding. Hello, body. The head. There's nothing that needs to happen. Remember that. Okay, and now here it goes. The ghost is turning towards the right. Don't do it. What needs to happen in order not to do it? I need to taste it. I need to taste it as the openness. The hands on the lap, resting, shoulders moving down the arms through the palms. Feel the whole posture. Don't do anything, just let it live in you. Welcome whatever arises. It's life. Yes, torso comes back to the center. Hello, layers of my body that have been held, that have been corseted, leashed. Locked in. If there's an emotion or something close to an emotion, really allowing it. Really allowing it means sort of giving it the space to move without, don't move your physical body at this moment. Just if there's a feeling, an emotion, allow it to take you, basically, to live in you. And don't read the label that it, well, you might read the label to begin with, but then postpone any knowledge. If it was fear, or if it was sadness, or if it was more subtle, sense of lack, boredom. You can read the label and then you set it to the side. And you say, yes, take me. You give yourself to this feeling. It's a wave, this feeling. I mean, there may not be a feeling for you, so don't manufacture one, but just be with what is. But if there is a feeling, let it wave through you. Become acquainted with the life of a feeling. Because ordinarily in our daily life, if there's a feeling, a negative feeling, but even a positive feeling, we don't know how to allow the life of a feeling. We sort of, especially with the negative feelings, we push them away, we resist, we And the reason we do that is because we think ourselves to be limited. So I can't take this feeling. This feeling is going to annihilate me. It's going to be too much. It's going to overwhelm me. So I'm going to think this feeling away. Or I'm going to push it down, suppress it, manage it. Because I think about this feeling and I remember what caused it and what might happen if I, etc., etc. Because I'm a person, I'm a separate person. And I'm a victim, or I'm a whatever. You get my gist. But here, now, it's different. No referring to the past, no knowledge about the feeling. And even if it's a tsunami, it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And even maybe it will rise again, another tsunami. What happens when we really can welcome these waves of feelings completely? When we can feel a feeling completely, like when we go to the movie and we see something very sad and we cry and we let the sadness of the film, of the character situation completely take us. We cry and cry. Or if it's a horror film, we're terrified and we let ourselves completely live the terror. And then when we come out of the movie, we're happy. Well, it's the same in our own sort of experience. If we allow completely this life in the form of a feeling, there's a joy there. It's organic. It takes itself back to mama. And this, I make it sound easy, but actually, it's not easy. It's easier when we're together in the shrine, for sure. And much less easy when we're outside the shrine, reinvested in our lives. So we go about this humbly. We try our best. And now just let your bodies, if your bodies are so inclined, just let the movement take your body. And you can see, the eyes are closed, so there's nobody performing or having to do something right. It's completely internal. And it's add to the experience, if possible, the feeling of being moved rather than moving. Just that, just the feeling of being moved, that the body is being moved. And there's utter freedom, and you know, this body's very alive and it's made out of life itself, so make sure you allow movement and body to really connect. So that means that hands and arms and head and hair and teeth and spine and belly and breath and pelvis and but all those are words. Also trusting the feeling, the emotional movement. Emotions, as we were exploring, are wave-like, and when we start to move the physical body or the body of energy, we can give shape to the feelings or emotions. But try not to allow thought to direct the dance. The choreographer is invisible. Sometimes you may feel that you are the body being moved by the invisible partner or choreographer, and sometimes you may feel that you are that invisible choreographer moving the body. Don't think about it, even though I'm probably talking too much. I'm not going to say anything for a few minutes. Just see what happens. Eyes closed. Feel that it's last thing I'm going to say. Feel it's a little bit crazy. Doesn't make any sense. You're like a possessed by unknown energies that have taken your whole body. Let the sounds come if they want. And the breath. And it doesn't have to be slow or fast or pretty or tame. And of course, the body can stand up if it wants to stand. So the legs and the feet and the earth. And I always like to encourage those locked up layers of expression to take this opportunity to move and to express. That locked up monster. It's become a monster because it's been locked up a bit too long. So let it out. Give it a dance. Give it your mouth and your throat. Give it your silliness, maybe. Ah, yes, we know what to do when we're given a chance. The child in us rises to the occasion. Or the creature in us. Don't be afraid if really strange movements come up. And don't peek. No, not allowed to peek. I'm not peeking. I promise. Of course, I send you the recording and you get to see me. Oh, I never thought of that. Oh my God. Who cares, right? Yes, trust your hands. The hands have an intelligence. Touching the body, touching the face, touching the space, shaping mudras, rubbing, tapping. I always feel this sort of expanding of movement and accelerating of movement, and I think it's because our culture is so conditioned to sort of keep us in our heads and sitting and behaving. And there's an intelligence in misbehaving. Misbehaving meaning letting that body express something less rational. Ha! So go for it, guys and girls. Be the instrument. Oh, yeah, yeah, Ellie. Ellie's a bit silly tonight. Okay. Take your time, but we're going to gently, slowly come back to, well, we don't go anywhere. We don't come back to anywhere, but the body, let it come back to home. Where is home? Just see what happens. Body, come home. Home is me, openness. I am the openness, and body, you're always welcome to rest in me. Not just body, everything can come back and rest in me, does come back and rest in me. And now the body is still. Just feel a sense that you have no borders. Just be open to that. No borders. And also feel I am ever present. Just, it's never a feeling that, but nevertheless, feel the echo of that understanding. I am borderlessness. I am ever present. There's a peace in that, perhaps. Just let the breath move in this ever presence. Give yourself to this presence. There's no danger. Pure peace. Always available, always here, the true shrine. Okay, thank you. I'm just gonna go put my fire on because it's getting cold, but I'm right here. Okay, guys, thank you for. Well, hi, Maria Rosa. Thank you for coming along for the ride. It's lovely to see everyone. So if anybody wants to, it's always a bit of a, I was debating about this conversation side of things after the meditation, but here we are. We've got a half hour and we can go gently. So it's a little bit abrupt coming out and launching into conversation. But so be it. If you want to ask or say anything, do feel free. Or share something. Or read a poem. Corinne's not here today, so we'll need another. Maybe Hilka will read one of her poems. Just maybe.
Hilka's head is an empty pumpkin. My
Sorry, what did you say, Hilka?
is an empty pumpkin.
You're an empty pumpkin tonight?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Anyway, if anybody wants to speak or ask, please just wave or raise your hand. Don't be shy. Go ahead, Bueno.
Hi everybody, my name is Sergio. Actually, Bueno is my last name.
Sergio.
Sergio, yes.
Sergio.
I'm from Mexico.
Cool.
Here, I'm from Mexico. I'm 18 years old. And actually, I found you because I was on YouTube and I found your husband, Rupert. And then I found you. Because I got really interested about how non-duality could be experienced through the body.
Yeah.
I have heard you said sometimes that we have a lot of me feelings in the face or in the heart area, but in my case, I have a lot of me feelings in the genital area or in the anus area. It's like a
Yeah.
lot of me feelings. When I
Yes.
was a kid, I had a sexual abuse experience. And since then, there's a lot of this sense of guilt around that area of the body and a lot of shame. And it's really curious because when I am in meditation, like this one, it disappears. I cannot let it be, let the story of the mind go away. But
Yes.
then, when I go on in life and I am just, doing my routine, the contraction, there's a big contraction there,
Yes.
comes again. And it's kind of curious because the more relaxed I can be in meditation, then it gets stronger, the contraction when I'm in my routine life. And it's a
Yeah.
really intense contraction with a lot of feelings, with a lot of fear, and
Yes,
mostly
yes, yes,
a
yes.
me feeling, a victim feeling.
Yes.
And I just want you to, if you want to elaborate about that, that would be great.
Well, I don't really want to elaborate. I'm so sorry you had to incur, abuse, Sergio. And I know, others have, and I don't have much to elaborate about that because it sounds what you're describing is, I think, quite natural and common when somebody incurs such invasive violence, especially in that most vulnerable part of your being. And I think, have you ever done a bit of therapy work?
Yes, I've done.
Because I think that can be a good work.
But never with, I know I did therapy and I did a lot of EFT and a lot of techniques with different people. But the non-dual approach has been the one that has been better for me.
Yeah.
Real welcoming to it.
Yeah.
And I've been really feeling how the awareness and the openness can filter through the sensations.
Yeah. And the only reason I was thinking therapy is sometimes because the trauma needs to be sort of visited through telling the story, sharing the story, just so that, you know, I think there's so much, you know, that, and then there's the story. It's a family story. It's whatever happened that needs to be shared. There's something about sharing our stories that is profound, but it sounds like maybe you've done it. Otherwise, I think I would just say, keep exploring, your essential nature and trust that the body mind, little by little by little by little, it reorchestrates, it realigns itself, the layers that are held, they will in time relax. But when you describe this process that when you open in meditation, then the backlash seems to be more intense. That I think that's quite a common experience too, because in a way it's not that it's more, it's just that there's openness. Well, it's a backlash too. It's like you go to your true nature, but then on the other side of that, the belief in separation, sometimes it's like, no, man, I'm not going back to that open place because that's what happened when I was open and undefended. So it's as if the openness of your true nature and the open separate self are confused. So there's a sort of residual belief that your natural state of awareness could be abused. Of course it can't, but it's a confusion that you will little by little clarify by tasting the safety and unviolatable nature of your deep being. But there's no rushing it, and luckily you're not alone in this terrible, you know, I mean, luckily, I mean, it's just, there's so many of, I meet so many people who have had.
Yes. Thank you so much, Ellen.
You're so welcome. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Thank you for sharing with us. It's vulnerable to share that. Yes, Lisa.
Hi, Ellen.
Hello.
How happy I am to experience you live. I was in the masterclass that you did with the Teachers of God, and it was on Mondays, and I always had to watch the recording. So it's nice to just be with you live and be able to speak with you. I just wanted to share my experience with today. When I was doing the other meditation, when you said don't do it, but, you know, to allow it to, I was so confused, I couldn't get it. But today, I just had that experience. I was not the doer. I was not moving my body. And at one point, I don't know what part it was, but you said something, not to move, but my face just, I don't know what it looked like, but it was a big, I felt like I was in a big smile. And in the mind's eye, my face was a butterfly. It was it was just this unbelievable experience.
You're on drugs, right?
Yeah. And it was like my little girl just felt free. I too had sexual abuse as a child. And I felt like, and I have had therapy, and, you know, I'm okay with it, but it was like another layer where she was, that part of me was totally free and happy and just feeling beautiful. And I just want to thank you so much. I'm just so deeply moved and impacted by you. And I'll be coming back again.
I'm glad to hear it, Lisa. Very, thank you for sharing that. There's nothing to say. It's lovely. And
thank you.
You are a butterfly. Thank you, Lisa. Where do you live, by the way? America.
I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey. Nice.
Jersey.
Cindy Good, where are you? Oh, there you are. Hi.
Hi, Ellen. Ellen, I'm very curious. I loved the meditation and I met you through Bill Free's class, and it was beautiful. Thank you. And I'm very curious about the welcoming, when you say welcoming of emotions. And I could sense, even after you said that word, there was a part of, I know it's like the separate self that just didn't want to welcome. And like it might really unleash in the body. There might be tears or there might be something that occurs. And I could just, I was kind of popped out and then went back in. But I'm just curious about what the welcoming, like, do you welcome all of it, the sensations and the feelings that want to come up?
Yeah, I mean, your true nature, Cindy, I mean, what we truly are welcomes no matter what, you know. In other words, our true nature is the welcoming of experience. But because we take ourselves to be a fragment, a separate self, we create all sorts of we overlay our true nature with all sorts of, you know, tensions and holdings. And so when I suggest the welcoming, I'm suggesting is not yet another activity. It's really trying to evoke our natural state. So when you were getting in touch with the fear and you were getting in touch with the layers of being a fragment that cannot possibly welcome my feelings because it's going to break me down. I'm going to cry. I'm going to have a fit. I'm going to go crazy. So that's perfect, because in those moments when that happens, go very, very gently. Don't feel I must welcome my feelings. Just be with what is moment by moment. So, oh, here comes a little bit of a tearful feeling and then the fear that this is going to be too much. So then you just be with that, because that's what's being welcomed at that moment. And then the mind saying this, okay, the mind has this saying that. And then, oh, and Ellen now is saying, and then you follow whatever Ellen's saying. And then another layer comes. It's like it's not a rational process, but at some point, maybe you get a taste for the unconditional safety that is our true nature. And you there's a courage that comes. You can't manufacture it, but there's a courage where you allow a feeling completely. And you see that all a feeling is really is a wave of energy. And sometimes it's very intense, it's true. And sometimes you will cry and you may even do something very, very strange or shout because in these gatherings, we're not giving too much validity to the person. In other words, we're not thinking, oh, Cindy, she's very fragile because, you know, she da 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 da. And then she mustn't because she's a little bit depressed. You know, I'm just making it all up. Or no, we're not doing any of that, because we take our stand as this openness, this awareness. So, and we take the emotion as it rises fresh. We don't know anything about it. So we, in fact, have no idea if it could annihilate me, because we have no idea. So that's sort of the attitude, is an attitude of not knowing and courage. But again, not a courage that you have to impose on yourself. It will happen. I would just say, come back or come to go, you know, continue in exploring like this, and trust your feelings. They're intelligent. And well, anyway, I hope I'm not saying too much.
No, that was really beautiful. And I did love the feeling of the space, and I did have that also, the sense of the presence of awareness.
Yes.
And it was just embracing almost. Mm. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for coming, Cindy.
Thank you. I will be back.
I mean, I didn't mean that you have to come back to these.
No, days. I love it. I loved you. I loved you. I love this.
Okay. Thank you, Cindy. Hi, Sue. Go ahead.
So, am I unmuted?
Yes, you are.
Oh, hi. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
It's kind of on the same theme, but I think a lot of what you just said was really helpful. The whole time I have this one area, like, I think it's solar plexus. I think that's what it is. And it gets more and more intense, but there's no story. And when you say to be in the space, in this open space, that's so beautiful. I love that feeling. It's just, but it doesn't seem to change the intensity. And it feels like it's just painful shyness.
You know, shyness.
That, but I don't know what the actual story is.
Mm-hmm. The label you mean is painful shyness, to be shy.
Well, that's what occurred to me actually as I'm talking to you.
That's interesting.
Like that sort of theme of, you know, of, rather than like an incident.
And it's here, right? It's here. But so, you know.
No, actually, it's here. It's here.
A little bit lower here, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like right, yeah.
Yeah.
Right above the stomach.
Mm.
It gets more and more intense.
Yeah. So great, Sue. I mean, so you touched the openness and then you said, but this feeling doesn't seem to go away, which betrays your desire for it to go away. So I want to encourage you to sort of take the desire for that feeling to go away and put it on the altar, and you can't not have the desire for it to go away if you do, but when the desire for it to go away is when you're aware of it, just remember, oh, no, wait. Let this be, this poor thing, this poor whatever it is. Why would I want it to go away? Mm. You know, like, it can be here for as long as it wants. And in fact, if that attitude will, if anything, will create more relaxation for this feeling to begin to melt. Whereas if the attitude is, I want you to go away, as subtle as we may send that message, and we all do it, by the way, Sue, then it's just another layer of tension, of resistance. But so I'm not suggesting you can actually control that, but you can become aware of your agenda for it to go away, and when that agenda comes, it will be a tension somewhere as well as a thought. So that's one thing. And then the otherwise just let that be. But because you said, I think it's what you called it, shyness. What was the first word?
Painful
shyness. So I think it would be worth you in between these sessions on a more relative level to really maybe feel that one who's painfully shy or has been painfully shy. Let that feeling really come up. And so in that sense, use the story or the label to coax the feeling out of its hiding place.
Okay.
But at the same time, don't believe it. You are not, in other words, you are not a painfully shy being, but painful shyness may very well have arisen or been part of your story and lodged itself as a really strong kind of sort of 24/7 feeling. So explore it, remember, you know, your life and what happened when you were a kid. And but then here together, or when you're in meditation, forget all the content. And just let it arise. And if it doesn't move, it doesn't change, it, that's okay. Sometimes you can move towards it with your tactile sense and feel it more close up. Then you move back and you feel the other parts of the body and your whole experience. And don't consider it a failure that it didn't dissolve.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm sure others, I know I have a similar, very strong feeling in my, and sometimes it's gone, but there are times where I wake up in the middle of the night and it is there. It is there, there, there. And so be it.
Yeah.
We don't know what that is. We
just to stay open. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Sue. Nice to see you again.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Karen, oh, are you saying hello to the boy, the little boy? Mommy, I'm hungry. Mommy, come play with me. Okay, guys, maybe it's enough for today. Time for a group hug and come again.
Goodbye, thanks. Everybody.
Bye,
nice
Karen.
To see you.
Bye, Len. Bye, Brandon. Bye, Ron. It's nice to see you, Ron.
Great to see you.
Okay. Are you guys ready to go?
Bye, thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you for coming, Sergio. Hi, Sophia. Give me thumbs up, thumbs down for the first day at work. Oh, okay. You'll tell me about it. You don't even like that? Okay. Like that. All right. Take care, everyone.
Bye. 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 Thank you.
Bye. Bye, Remco.
Bye.
Bye, Lisa. Bye, Marley.
Thank you, Alan. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.